Father, we thank you for tonight, opportunity to share with friends and family and loved ones what Christmas is all about. I pray that you use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Enjoy tonight.
In those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed.
And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria.
And all went to be taxed, everyone including Caesar.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
Go tell it on the mountain. Oh, no, wait. That's not my fault.
Oh, come.
I'm sure right about them. And they were so afraid. Angels be afraid.
Angels be
Thank you.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child.
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
But Mary kept all things and pondered them in her heart.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
There's a song in the air.
Worship him also.
When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was.
When they saw the star, David rejoiced at the exceeding great joy.
And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Joy to the world.
Of an old-fashioned Christmas program. We are an old-fashioned school building for the future of all those who come here. We would like to thank all of you for coming, and from all of us, to have a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows
like a firefly.
All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names
like
Rudolph. Joining any reindeer game
like a
and one foggy
Well, thank you so much for coming tonight. It was exciting. The kids worked so hard on that. But the message was so clear that our Savior came, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in John chapter 3, there was a man who was wondering who Jesus was. He had a question in his heart. He was a very religious man. But what he was doing, he was trusting in his own works. He believed that salvation was a goal for him to attain, something that he had to work toward. So he wanted to talk to Jesus because he just didn't think that what he had done was good enough, that what he had accomplished would give him eternal life. So he came to Jesus in John chapter 3, and he asked Jesus, "What must I do to be saved? How can I know for sure that when my eyes close in death, they're going to open in the presence of God?" That's a pretty good question. Jesus told Nicodemus exactly what he wanted to hear. In fact, in John chapter 3, the Bible shares with us, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." To be born from above, to know without a shadow of a doubt that my sins are forgiven and that I'm bound for heaven. In John chapter 3, verse 16, the Word of God says this, "For God so loved the world." And isn't that true? God is a loving God. And that's why he sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. "For God so loved you, loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son." He gave to us a gift. You know, not too many days from now, we're going to get to open up all those Christmas presents that we have purchased for our loved ones in remembrance of the gift that God's given to us. And you know, that Christmas morning, I'm sure that your children are not going to run out there, grab their present under the tree and say, "You know, I know this person loves me and they probably gave me a wonderful gift, but I'll think I'll wait till August to open it." I'm pretty sure they're not going to do that. You see, God also has given to us a gift. The Bible says today's the day of salvation. Today's the day to open that gift. Not to reject it, not to say, "Well, I'll do that tomorrow," but to accept it today. God's word shares with us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth," you're the one that has to make the choice. I can't save you. I can't pray for you and ask God to take away your sin. I can't do that. You're the one who has to, by faith, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We can know without a shadow of a doubt, and all we have to do is take that gift that God has given to us. He's given to us a present, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." I trust that you have accepted that gift that was presented tonight, that free gift that God has given to us. You see, Nicodemus quickly learned that salvation is not a goal to attain. Salvation, rather, is a gift to receive. All we have to do is accept that gift, that free gift that God has given to you and me, to reach out and to accept the gift for all eternity. You know, in John chapter 3 and verse 36, it says this, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see death, but shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." The question is, have you accepted that gift, that free gift that God has given to you? Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for tonight in this opportunity to remember the most precious gift of all, this precious gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that each one here today will determine in their own hearts if they believe that salvation is a goal to attain or a gift to receive. I pray that tonight they'll accept that gift, that they won't turn it away, but that by faith they'll accept what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross, that we might have eternal life. With every head bowed and every eye closed, maybe you're here tonight and you say, "You know, preacher, I always thought that salvation was a goal to attain. I always thought that it was something that I had to work toward. But tonight I realized it's not a goal to attain, but rather a gift to receive." If that's in your heart tonight, and you're saying, "You know, I would like to accept that gift. I would like to know without a shadow of a doubt that Christ is my Savior. Would you slip up your hand, and by doing so, you're saying, preacher, as we're dismissed, will you come and talk to me? I want to know what it means to be born again. I want to know what it means to have my sins forgiven, that I might be bound for heaven. Anyone tonight, raise your hand high. I'm not saved. I'm not a Christian, but I want to accept that gift tonight. Anybody? Oh, Father, we thank you for tonight, this opportunity to come together, that, Father, that we'll realize that, yes, Christmas is more than just Santa Claus or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's about Jesus, the Savior, who came to earth to die on the cross for our sin, that we might have eternal life. Help us to remember that greatest gift of all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Up on the screen, I would like to invite you to come this Wednesday night. We're going to have Christmas with Raleigh and Randy. Dana said that he had the picture. It's going to come up in a little bit. Is Dana available? Right now, that's Jesus up there. But yes. Can someone text Dana, let him know? There it is. All right. That's me, Evangelist Timothy Socott. I've traveled as an evangelist for 36 years. The Lord has opened the door to allow me to be the interim pastor here up through May. And this Wednesday night, we're going to have Christmas with Raleigh and Randy. Raleigh's the one to my right, and Randy's the one to my left. And those two are going to come and help me tell the Christmas story Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. You're all welcome to come. Love to have you here to spend Christmas with Raleigh and Randy. It's a great time finding out what Christmas is all about in the eyes of Raleigh and Randy. Thanks so much for coming tonight. Do we have anything else tonight? All right.